definitely own your hair. Like, own it, own it, own it. It's yours. It's your crown. It's beautiful. You're not going to be like me. You won't be like the next person. So you have to own your own hair.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast is brought to you by Proud and Curly Share Your Story. If you're learning to embrace your natural hair, we want to hear about it. What's your hair story? This show is made up of beautiful hair journeys and lessons from people all around the world, but no story is exactly alike, so we want to hear yours. Tell us a story about a hair mishap, adventure, or you can share an inspiring message for everyone to hear. This is your time to share your story and be featured on this podcast. To learn how, go to proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. Let's start the show. Hi, Jasmine. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, you guys.
Will you mind telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, my name is Jasmine, but I go by Jazzy. I'm a natural hair influencer and a content creator. And let's see, I've been natural for a long time. And I am a mom also to a 7-year-old little boy.
Oh.
Yeah. yeah, that's about it. I'm from Atlanta, so ATLian by heart.
I like how you say that. I never heard that before. What part of Atlanta?
So I was born and raised in Decatur.
Oh, okay. I'm from like Stockbridge, Ellenwood area.
Okay, yeah. Very familiar with that area.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah, so you're like a big time natural hair influencer. I'm like honored you want to come on the show. I met you at like an influencer event by Curlfluence, so that was super cool. Yeah, and we've just stayed connected on Instagram, which is nice.
Yeah, definitely. Because a lot of people, you know, you meet them and you're like, you know, you follow each other. And then like months down the line, you're like not talking to them.
Yeah.
That's like, why did we even follow each other?
I know. But it was a good event to meet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody that, you know, I follow with, whether it's I'm leaving a heart under your picture, you know, or, you know, just letting you know that, you know, I'm supporting you and things like that.
That's awesome. I want to get more into like you as an influencer and just like more of like your like mindset or like why you're doing it. But let's start like at the beginning of your hair journey. Like you could start when you were a kid or you can start like what made you go natural?
So I did grow up. I was natural until maybe 7 years old. I basically didn't like getting my hair combed. my mom decided to take me, you know, start taking me to the salon to get my hair permed and, you know, things like that. So that way she wouldn't have to deal with it. So eventually I went back to being natural, in 2007. And, so it's been 12 years since I've been natural. And what made me go back to being natural was that kind of the same thing. I went to this girl to get my hair permed and she was like, oh my gosh, you have beautiful, your new growth is just beautiful. Like, I'm not about to perm your hair. And I was like,
oh, wow.
I was like, what do you mean? So she was like, no, I'm just going to wash it, press it out, and it's cheaper. So Yeah, that was that. She didn't want to, you know, put a perm in my hair. So I just rolled with it. And I just let it grow. I grew it out. And I sound like the girl from Flewed Out. But I grew my hair out. And so I didn't do, like, the big chop or anything like that. I just wore protective styles. So I had micro braids, regular braids.
Okay.
What else? Like, sew-ins and things like that.
Did you, like, cut your hair out, like, trim as you go, like, as you wore your protective styles? Or was there, like, a point where you cut it all off, like, you're permed in?
Yeah, so as I, you know, went, I think I was going to, like, the beauty salon maybe, like, every 3 months or something like that. And she would just kind of trim, like, my ends a little bit. She didn't do, like, all of the permed ends.
Okay.
So, you know, it'll kind of help it, help my hair flourish a little better. But, yeah, so I didn't really, like, just chop off all of the, you know, straight perms ends. I just kind of went, did it as I went to the salon.
Okay. That's cool, too. I think that's kind of what I did until, like, I wanted to start wearing my hair curly, and then I tried to do a twist out, and I had, like, really long strands at the end. I was like, this isn't cute. Like, I just want my curls to be popping.
Yeah.
What we were talking about before, you said you were doing, like, a text lax. Was that while you were transitioning or before?
No, this was after.
Oh, this is after. Okay. So what happened?
Ooh, girl. So this was 2011. So it was kind of like right after I had my son in 2011. So in October. Oh. So it was probably like December where I was going through this whole thing of, I wouldn't say it was postpartum, but it might have been like a mild version of it. But I just wasn't happy with my curls and how, like, tight they were. Like, I didn't think tight, kinky hair was cute back then, you know? So, back then it was just kind of like the loose curl pattern is what's in.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't like it. But so what I ended up doing, I was like, I was watching this girl on YouTube, and she said she put a little Tex-Lax or a kitty perm in her hair. And she was of a different race, of course. But she, you know, it came out cute. So I was like, oh, her hair was kind of tight, you know, but now her curls are, like, looser. So I went out, and I went and got one from, like, CVS.
Oh, gosh.
I just got in my hair, like, colored. So I didn't know that, you know, when you get your hair colored, you're supposed to wait, like, so long to, you know, put any type of chemical in your hair. Mm-hmm. So I ended up putting it in, and girl, chunks of my hair, like, were coming out in my hand, like, as I was washing.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, like... That was like 2011, and I was just cried. So I had to get like a semi-big chop. So like my hair was probably mid, like under bra strap length, maybe.
Wow.
I had to get it cut like right below my ear. Like,
oh my God.
So I had like a bob going on.
So you had like major shrinkage before, and so you tried to loosen it and
yep, that's what happened.
So when you cut it, was your hair still like it would get shrink even more, or
it was still kind of like, because my roots wasn't colored, so that it was loose, you know, so it wasn't as curly as my hair was, so it was a mess, like wetting my hair while it was that short, it was a mess. So I didn't even wear it curly. I just kind of kept pressing it out until it grew like how it usually is. So
oh.
So don't do kitty perms, especially if you dyed your hair, or just don't do it.
Yeah, don't do kitty perms at all. Like, I didn't know, and even now, I wouldn't even try it. Like, yesterday, I saw something in the store. I don't know who it was by, but it was like a, it wasn't a relaxer. They called it a curlaxer. So, like, you put in your hair, I guess, and it gives you straight hair. And then when you wash your hair or something like that, it'll, like, go back to, it won't mess up your curls. So don't buy that, y'all.
What? But you put it on like a relaxer?
Yeah.
And it's chemicals?
I guess. I didn't even read into it. I just, because it reminded me of what I went through.
Yeah. It probably is a kitty perm. Oh, God. I used to always want a Brazilian keratin treatment or something. Like, I don't know what. That was like in the 2000s, like, the keratin treatment was, like, big. I used to always want one of those. I never got one, but I was like, ooh, if I get one, my hair will be so straight. I'm sure that's, like, chemicals, too.
Yeah, that's how I was with, like, the Dominican blowout.
Oh, yeah.
One time, I got it like one time, and I was like, geez, it was so hot. It did revert back, so that was fine, but I never went back because I was just like, that's a lot of heat.
Yeah, like risk of heat damage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've never got one of those, but I always thought that would be cool too.
Yeah, that's what was,
because straight hair, yeah, was in, so. That was, like, the only options. Well, like, thinking about it. People didn't accept their curls as much back then, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it was, so.
So, when you colored your hair, like, you said you had blonde and purple. Like, what made you want to color your hair? And those are fun colors. Like, what was your experience with that?
So, I don't know if you remember Bad Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of influenced from, like, the girls that were on there to do my hair color, you know. So I had, like, the blonde streaks on
the streak. Oh my god. Yeah.
Streaks on the side. So I did that. It wasn't as blonde, but, you know, like the blonde for our skin tone. But and then I had, like, a purple bang. So this,
oh my god,
these are different times, but
I had, okay.
And then, like, the rest of my hair was the natural color. And then I started kind of converting to doing my whole entire head, and that's when I had, like a orangey type brown blonde mix all in it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like, I experimented on my hair like it was nothing, you know. But this was probably, like, it was probably, like, maybe, I wouldn't even say 10 years ago. It might have been a little bit longer, like, probably right when I went natural, like, when I did that, or after I went natural and did the, big chop, because I was just trying to find something for my hair to like my hair, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I did that. And then maybe about, my son was 4 years old, he's 7 now, so like 3 years ago, I did like a copper all over my
hair.
I went and got that professionally. It was really, really cute, definitely, but and it didn't mess my hair up, I guess, because I did it professionally, so in my hair. But after that, I just let it grow out, and then I just, you know, stay with my natural color. But I'm looking to get into a permit, like, to dye my hair this summer, though.
Okay, but as long as you get it, like, professionally done, you know, like, it should be fine. I'm thinking about dyeing my hair blonde. That's why I have this crochet hair. Yeah, I was like, I gotta see how it looks. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks good on you.
Thank you. What color are you thinking of getting?
Probably this color.
That's cute. Yeah.
Now look, yeah, because I've been wanting that for a couple of years now, and I just want it to be right, like perfectly. So, yeah, I'll probably get it done professionally.
Okay. You said you like only started to really own your curly fro until about 3 to 4 years ago. Why do you think that happened, or like what helped? And then why do you think that happened, and what helped you accept your curls more?
I would definitely say, I guess, when I'm out, so like, since I've been wearing my hair out just curly, and watching YouTubers and stuff like that back then, a lot of people would, you know, I would get, you know, advice from online, social media. And then, you know, I'll just kind of wear my hair out just to see, you know, what I like and what works for me and stuff like that. So I started wearing my hair out, and everywhere I went, you know, people would just be like, oh, I love your curls. Your curls are so pretty, you know, stuff like that. So I'm just like, oh, so this is cute. Like, people think this is cute, you know? So yeah, I just kind of went with it and got tired of always flat ironing my hair and blow drying it and having to get, you know, paying for it to be done. So I,
right,
with it, I was just like, I would rather do a wash and go rather than a wash and blow dry and press out my hair. So yeah. And I think being a mom too is kind of a little shortcut for me to just wear my hair this way.
That's cool. Yeah. What do you, like, do you do a lot of natural stuff with your son? Like, does he have long hair or?
No, he actually had really beautiful curly locks when he was born.
Oh.
Yeah, up until like 2 years old, he didn't like me combing his hair.
Kind of like you. You said you didn't like your hair being combed.
So I ended up cutting it, and it's been short since. So.
Oh. So what made you want to become an influencer, and like, how did you start going about that? I don't know.
What made me want to become an influencer? So now, out, a lot of people just ask me like, what do you do your hair, how do you get your hair curly, you know? You know, well, it's simple, honestly.
Right.
But yeah, just water and a product, you know, that's just how I was born with it. But two, my friends, I don't know what it was, maybe I had like good hair days or something like that, and they would just see my good hair day and be like, you need to start doing tutorials for your hair because you're so awesome at it or whatever. So I just, so like, what was it, maybe it's been a year. So about almost 2 years ago is when I started the whole influencer thing. And I just did my first, I did a video of a simple video of a top knot bun, you know, how to get your hair in a top knot bun, and it did really well. So, and ever since then, it's just kind of been going great, honestly, just really, really great. I like doing it. It's really something that if I could do full time, I am gonna do that. Like, I like making content, creating content, and sharing my tips and you know, what works for my hair, and also helping other, you know, girls or even guys that, you know, need some opinions about what to use and you know, how to do their hair. Like, I love giving advice. Like, I'm always in my DMs, so I'm answering everybody's question if I can.
That's awesome.
I like to, if I can't, I like to, you know, like, tell them, hey, well, look at this person's page. Like, you know, they may be able to help you a little more with, you know, your question, because I may not know everything. So, yeah, so it's just something I really love doing, and I make time for it. And I feel like, you know, this is God's purpose for me and what he wants me to do.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Because you've been, like, flourishing. Like, ever since I met you, I've been following you, and you're, like, working with different brands and doing different things, and, like, your posts are going viral. So I'm like, wow, she's out here really doing it. So
that's good. I'm glad other people see it. Because sometimes for me, I don't really feel like I'm doing that much progress, you know. I try not to think negative about it now. You know, I'm just like, it is what it is. It'll happen, you know, and it's on time. But a lot of people, you know, give me feedback just like you did. And it means a lot. That means that people do see that I'm growing and stuff. So,
yeah. How do you keep, like, pushing, like, towards more? Like, what keeps you going? Is it helping people, or what would you say?
Really, I would say, like, my situation. I'm not in a bad situation or anything like that, but I know that there's better out there for me, and I want to be better, and I want to be able to, for my son to see, like, hey, mommy did it, you know. So I just look at it as something that's for me, and that God gifted me with this. So, and I don't want to disappoint him in a way. So, you know, I keep pushing myself. I mean, days it does get hard. I do get discouraged, but I just, you know, start praying about it and just kind of let it go. Try not to think too much into it, and just really just go for it. Like, even if I'm lazy or if I'm tired, like, I'll just go for it. Just do it.
That's awesome. But before then, is there anything else you would want to share, like, with the audience that may be, like, going through the same thing you are, like, as far as accepting their curl pattern, or if they want to be, this is, like, totally different, but if they want to be a natural hair influencer too, as far as, like, taking those steps to do those things?
So as far as your natural hair journey, I would just say definitely own your hair. Like, own it. It's yours, it's your crown, it's beautiful. You're not gonna be like me, you won't be like the next person, so you have to own your own hair. I mean, take care of it, love it like it's yours, you know. Even if that means you do a twist out every day, because that's what works for your hair, until, you know, you feel comfortable enough to wear a wash and go. Do what you have to do, but, you know, don't go to the extent of, you know, trying to perm it like I did mine. You know, just don't mess up your hair. Do what you want to do for your hair. If you want to cut it, you know. If you want to add extensions to it. You know, but just don't physically mess up your hair just because you're not happy with, you know, your curl pattern. I feel like that's something important for everybody to know. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be trial and error. It's a process, and it takes a lot of patience. So, you know, if you're in for it, do it, and just stay strong. As far as being an influencer, I just say start. You know, everybody just says start. As far as reaching out to brands and just asking them, like, hey, can I try your products? I'll, you know, do a video. I'll post a picture about it. You know, I would love to review the products. They can either say yes or no. If they say no, you just go to the next person. If they say yes, great. Still go to the next person. You know, just, you know, get yourself out there, you know, so that people can know who you are, and they'll, you know, kind of be looking out for you, looking to see what it is that you have, you know, and so you go viral and you make it big and, you know, it'll come. It comes naturally. So
thank you for coming on the show. I'm trying to like grow this platform to help people, you know, maybe relate with somebody, you know, with their own story, like how they feel. So you never know like what people are going through. But yeah, I do have some questions, but like for some reason right at this moment, I can't find them. So I'm going to like freestyle some like fire round questions. okay. So number one, what is your favorite hair product?
My favorite hair product would have to be a styling gel.
Okay.
So yeah, a styling gel.
A styling gel. Okay, wash and goes or twist outs?
This one varies. So I'm gonna say wash and goes right now because I can switch to a twist out and do twist outs for like months and then go back. So I'm gonna just say wash and go right now.
That's my like safe answer too. If you like, if it's the end of the world, basically, like, and you can only grab like one tool or anything to do with your hair, like, what would you grab for your hair? Like, if you had to leave, you're like, why would you do this?
What kind of question is that? For my hair?
Or would you grab anything? Like, yeah.
Because I can use my hands as a pick, so I wouldn't pick that. Oil.
Some oil? Oh, that's good. You'd be moisturized?
Scalp is oil. Yes, I will be moisturized.
That's good. I was thinking like, I don't know, but that's a good answer. Cause like you could figure out how to wash your hair with water or something.
Yeah. So oil.
Okay. What's like a weird trick or something like that you don't think anybody else does with their hair that you do?
I would say, I don't know if it's a weird trick, but when I deep condition my hair, I kind of let it sit for like a day or two. And I wear like either twists, like I'll put it in twists and pin the twist back, just like in a cute style, or I'll put it in like a bun.
Oh.
My deep conditioner for like 1 to 2 days.
How does that do? Oh, does it help your hair though?
Yeah, it does. Like my hair is, when I wash it out, it's super smooth, super soft, detangled already, you know, so and then I just go in with the styling.
I like usually last like all day with my deep condition on because I'm like, I didn't already got out the shower, like I can't. But that's probably good for your hair too. So
yeah, mm-hmm. So I don't think it's like a, you know, like a certain time. Even though the packages say, you know, like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you know, I feel like 24 hours won't hurt.
Just stretch it a little bit.
It's cool. It's been flourishing. It's been working for me, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And then number five, who is your favorite natural hair influencer or like somebody that you look up to or you like could always go to their channel and find?
So the influencer that I look up to would be, her name is A Sierra. I definitely look up to her. Like me and her, our hair type, I guess you would say, is kind of the same. She doesn't just do like, you know, natural hair. She does everything like clothes, beauty, food.
Oh.
So yeah, like I I look like. I really want to be like her when I grow up.
What's your hair routine? Do you like do your hair multiple times a week or just once? Do you do it on Thursdays?
It depends. So like with this, I did a wash and go Friday night. So I'm probably gonna go in and I might just co-wash it and do some twists or something, and then just leave my twist in for a couple of days and then, you know, like take them out. But usually I wash my hair once a week. Anytime I wash my hair, I deep condition it. I don't shampoo it weekly. I co-wash weekly. I shampoo like once a month. Just because shampooing is a little harsh on my hair for me. And my hair doesn't get that dirty because I don't use like heavy products, you know, in it. And so whatever products that I do use, you know, I just, they're very lightweight and I don't use a lot on it. So, yeah, like that's what I do. So I just do it like once a week and then, deep condition and just style it and just go.
Okay. That's not too much. I thought like you always be doing something, but you have like a lot of content. So you probably just mix it up for us too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mix it up. So I might do my hair like tonight if I wanted to make a video, like, you know, I'll do it, make the video, style it, and then probably the next day I'll wash it out and get it styled and ready for the next video, you know.
Okay.
It's kind of like that, but yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Would you mind sharing for everyone to hear your social media or wherever you want people to find you at?
Yeah, so you guys can follow me at Jazzy Loves. So it's J-A-Z-E-S. Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. My YouTube hasn't been updated since June 2018, but that's about to change. So
come back.
Instagram is the thing now, you know.
Yeah.
Instagram is the thing now. So I have a lot of stuff on IGTV, but I'm trying to get back on YouTube. It just takes a whole lot of editing.
Yeah.
So
that's what I was gonna ask. Do you like IGTV? Sorry.
I feel like it works. Especially now that they have like where you can post it on your feed, they'll show like I guess a minute and then they'll say, do you want to continue watching? And
yeah, I like that.
It'll automatically send you over to the you know, I think that's pretty cool. So a little while for everybody to get adjusted to it.
Okay. Well, we'll have your links in the description box or in the description show notes of this podcast. So definitely go follow her. All right. Well, that's pretty much it. Yeah, thank you for coming on the show. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
You're welcome.
All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly Podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.